and welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I am your host, Ken Martinez. And if you're watching this, you're watching it on YouTube, please subscribe. That really helps us deliver free content to you. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please follow. That's also very helpful. In today's episode, I'm going to speak with Todd Takubo, and we're going to recap the California state meet. We're going to go over some of the highlights that we saw throughout the day. And then afterwards, I will do a quick preview of NXN, our next big event that's happening this weekend in my hometown of Portland, Oregon. And then also, what I'd like to do right now is introduce a couple of interviews I did in California. I met Gretchen Yukaitis at Portland, Nike Portland XC, and interviewed her back then in September. She dominated that race at Nike Portland XC, and she turned around and did the same thing at the state meet. She did a great job and pulled away and won. She is from Carondelet, which is a school, a girls Catholic school in Concord, California. And you'll hear her assessment of her race. I also caught up with Kiara Daly. I've talked to her before at Mount SAC, and she talks about what it's like to win three state championships and how her day went. She's from La Jolla. She's a senior. She'll be going to Stanford next year. So let's watch those interviews, and then when we come back, I'll be with Todd.
I'm with Gretchen Yukaitis of Carondelet, the Division III champion in the California state meet. How does it feel?
It feels really good. I'm really excited. I was just like kind of stunned. I didn't really expect that.
You won by a lot. You did not expect that either?
No, I thought it was. I thought if there was any chance, it'd be like really close at mm-hmm. the end. And to be honest, like I thought that she was a lot closer than she was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when did you feel like there was a bit of a separation?
Did
you not have a sense it was happening?
Well, I would say I think I separated from her like the downhill before the hill in the second mile, I think it was. And I remember we were like running the course yesterday and our coach was like telling us to accelerate a little bit up the hill, like the like, little like roller. And so that's what I did. And I feel like the momentum kind of carried me to just like really turn it on the downhill.
And that last stretch here on this back part, what were you thinking?
I was just kind of like, just get it done. I remember I did the Rough Rider Invitational and I remember like, it was really hard. I thought the second mile was going to be the hardest, but it was the third mile.
Yeah.
That was really hard because it's kind of uphill.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really expect that. So I was like, I just have to hold on and just like keep going. And then that last final stretch is downhill. So
yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm with Kiara Daly, the winner of the Division IV Girls State Championship. It's your third time.
Yeah.
Does it feel different each time?
Not really. I feel like I get very caught up in the times and stuff, and I really just need to kind of like appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being a state champion is a state champion, and that's really special to do it three times. So.
Yeah. And what was your time compared? Was it good compared to the other years? Or?
I ran faster last year, but yeah. I mean, and then I think I got like the third or fourth best time. So.
Today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, you got the golden ticket. Are you going to go to Portland, or should I not ask?
I haven't decided yet,
okay.
Actually.
Right.
I need to decide, but
okay.
I'm definitely doing Brooks. I don't know if I'm doing NXN.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. Three
Thank
times,
you.
Runner-up once. That's an amazing career.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're happy to have Todd Takubo back on episode,
Ken.
Our second round here of the California State Meet. Todd, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Todd was at the meet last week on Saturday. So was I. We were at different locations. But
yep.
And so we may have seen different things, actually. It's been kind of interesting. We're going to go over some of the five highlights of what we saw. So we didn't flip a coin. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first so you can close this out. How about that?
All right.
You
All right,
host.
Go for it.
All right. I'll go first. We talked a little bit last time about the number of kids hitting kind of low time marks. So
I thought about that during the meet because it was there were a lot of boys doing it.
What? So I did a count on the merge. 17 girls under 1730.
And what was
Bellatori hit 1730 on the nose.
And what was it last year?
I don't remember.
What did we say? 12? It was like 12. Wasn't it 12 or something
12?
Like that?
Yeah, something like 12. So 17 girls under 17:30 with seven of them under 17 flat.
Yeah.
Nuts. Fast. 21 boys under 15 flat.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was mid-teen. I think we looked at the numbers last year, last week. It was 12 and 13 or something. That's what I seem to remember.
Yeah, I was looking at some of those, like I mentioned last week, there were some of those boys races that have lots of potential kids that could break the 15 barrier. So that's pretty amazing. It's a new world, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, trackflation, everyone's looking at it. So
taking pictures and editing, and they have these really fancy running shoes, racing shoes, you know, that have a lot of cushion. Oh,
it's the whole race. It's from the first kid almost all the way to the last kid. So
yeah. Well, let's give it to the coaches and the kids. They're working really hard. And they're seeing what other kids are doing and they're trying to match it, you know. And
it was perfect conditions almost the entire day.
Yes.
No wind, cool. It was perfect conditions all day.
Yes. And I, you know, where I was taking photos, the course was super firm. It was really awesome. So my first thing I'll do, I'm going to do it by the order of the beginning of the meet to the end. Is, you know, I'm in Portland and NXN's here Saturday. And so when I go to the California State Meet, I wonder who's going to go to Portland the next week. And so the first race of the day was Division II boys, Elijah Murillo at Cooper Stream of Vacaville and Aiden Antonio of Woodbridge. You know, ran really fast times, 1448, 1449, 1450.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, will that hold? And it did. It's pretty remarkable. So I was very impressed that they were able to hold their times and make it to NXN. So congratulations to Cooper, Elijah, and Aiden. So that was one of my highlights that I saw was how fast those boys ran and how they kept their spot after watching the next four boys races, which, you know, it's a long day. So
yeah, it was a long day. That first race was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, my next one would be shouting out to all my NCS teams and individuals. Gretchen Yakaitis from Carondelet, winning D3 girls. Ella Mogganum, winning D5 girls and getting a ticket to NXN.
Yeah.
And she broke 17. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Campbell boys winning D3 and kind of a business-like state win, if that can be a thing.
Yeah. I'll comment on a couple of your things when you're done with your next.
Archie Williams got so close. Jay Sarah came in as such a heavy favorite there.
Yeah.
But Archie Williams was so close.
It was so close. So I'm going to comment on a bunch of your things because I watched the same meet. First of all, shout out to Gretchen Yakaitis. She won Nike Portland XC and I interviewed her at the meet. And she ran one of the earlier races, which is like a smaller school race, and won by a lot.
Yeah.
And I went, okay. And then she ended up being the third fastest girl later on in the entire day, which is very impressive. So she was always kind of in my head like, okay, watch for her at the state meet. Archie Williams. So that was, you know, I kind of thought they had those 1-2-3 punch. Maybe they'll give them a little bit of trouble, Jay Sarah. And when they came back at the 2 mile mark, and that's probably when you saw them not too much farther than I did, like 2.5 mile mark. I'm looking through my lens, and I'm not a math person when I'm looking through my lens. It looked pretty darn close. And then because there's really not very good cell service, I really couldn't check my phone to see what was going on. But at the finish line, they had the score, and I think it was from the 1 mile mark, and they had Jay Sarah by a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think so. That looked like it was a tie.
Early in the race, it wasn't even close. Jay Sarah had their girls were all at the front of the race.
Yes. So I think that was from the 1 mile mark, and they just hadn't updated the score. And then they just turn off the score when they start finishing across the line until they get an official score. And then you're watching this very close meet. And it was a very interesting reaction by Archie Williams and Jay Sarah. They both weren't like, yay. They were both kind of like, I'm sure Archie Williams was bummed out they didn't win. And then Jay Sarah was bummed out they didn't win by more. And they're trying to go to NXN. So it was very, you're right, very businesslike on that part. And then same with the Campo boys, very businesslike. I think I could tell that they knew they didn't run fast enough to go to NX10, even though it was the second race of the day. They had must have done the math and realized, no, we need to run faster than what we did. But they still won the state meet, and they won it by a comfortable margin.
Yeah.
So that's
I
cool.
think
When a
in
state when the
yeah,
state
in their race, they didn't have like in the D2 boys, there are people taking the front out really fast. That didn't happen
Yes,
in their race.
absolutely. I think that was the problem with D3. There just wasn't the depth of runners going all, really, really fast. I agree with you. I'm trying to think who won that D3 race. Was won by, well, they had three boys break 15, but where I think Compo needed was those boys that are like where the third and fourth runners were like
When I saw them coming back at about what 3/4 miles left to go, there was a pack of 5 or 6 boys, and they weren't straining. They were still kind of cruising. So it still felt like a little bit of a tactical race as opposed to somebody just taking it.
And if they're trying to, it's like a time trial for Compo. They need to run a fast time. I mean, it's not how it's figured out. It's done by placement, but you still got to run a fast time to get those places. And then the last comment about your part here is the fact that you mentioned last week, I don't know if you mentioned it on the air, but on your notes, you mentioned that Ella of Lyck Wilmerding had a chance to go to NXN, and you were right.
Yeah, she just blew through everybody at NCS, obviously, but she had a sub 17, I think, 3 mile race on her resume already. So that's what kind of stood out.
And
So
then,
I'm really happy. That's awesome. From small school, all those things.
yeah, absolutely. She had to do it by herself. She was up by quite a bit. And yeah, it's not easy to do that. My next one is the next, well, the first girls race, the girls D2. It's the same thing as the boys, Summer Wilson, Alo Curtis, and Amaya Bodaj of Palo Alto, Alo Curtis of Ventura, Summer Wilson of Irvine. They ran these really fast times. And then you got to see, is it going to hold? The same thing. They have four more girls' races after that. Is that time going to hold? And it did. Summer Wilson, I knew that she was going to run super fast because of what she did at Mount SAC the previous week at SAIA Finals. If I was, and Ayla did exactly what I would have told her to do if I was coaching her. It's like, just stay as close as you can to Summer Wilson. And if she beats you, but just stay close, you're going to go to NXN. And that's what happened to Alo. She, with about a mile to go, she was in contact, and then she lost her, but not by much. And then Amaya, is having such a great season, and she had a little more of a gap, so she was kind of running on her own. So that was cool that all three of
Amaya's was
them.
amazing because she was basically in no person's land the
She did
whole
not have
race.
anybody. Correct. She didn't have anybody behind her or in front of her. She did that all on her own. And Alo tried to use Summer, and so that was what my next highlight was, the fact that those kids put a fast time down and they watched people and they were able to hold just like the boys did in D2. So that's my next highlight. What's your next highlight?
I'll shuffle mine just to tee off on that one. Summer Wilson breaking the course record. I mean, I had this plan. I'm trying to get all the kids, in those group photos when they come in. She was so far ahead when they came down the hill. I had to hang around because there was no way I was going to get a decent shot. It was just amazing. She was so far ahead already after like half a mile, and she had already strung out the pack. It was pretty amazing. I think Jalen Williams also in the D1 girls race from East Lake, she really went for it also.
She did. It was really in the last mile because she, when I was taking pictures at the, I'm a little bit beyond the 2 mile mark. The girls were still kind of near her, and then at the end, they were not. She really put up.
She was all by herself by the time she came on the way back. But Summer looked really good. And that was at this part where they turned that last corner before they hit the last half mile. When I turned to watch her, she was speeding up. It was just amazing.
So my next highlight is we got to give a shout out to Kiara Daly of La Jolla. She won her third state title in a row, and we've talked about this. Hannah Thompson of Montgomery of Santa Rosa had won three in a row, and she was in the meet last year. She didn't win four in a row, but she had three in her pocket. And Sadie Englehart won her third, and Riley Blade, I believe, won her second in a row because
Think
they're, I think they're in a
second,
different division than Sadie, if I remember correctly. In
yeah.
fact, I think I'm right because Alo and is in Division Two, and
Right.
the Corona kids of
Are in Division One.
Santiago are in
Right.
Division One. So there really weren't anybody quite like that this year that was coming back to like do some like three-peats. And so she did it. She had to run by herself and run for time. And so shout out to Kira for her career. She finished second as a freshman, so that's pretty darn good career, won by quite a bit. And
Yeah, just absolutely dominating. I mean, she was just start to finish. There was nobody close to her the whole race. It
right.
was.
She's run into that a few times this year where she's in a race because of her school size where she just doesn't have anybody to race with. She did that at Mount Sac too, and I'm sure it
Yeah.
happened in the San Diego section. So, what a great effort doing it by herself. So that's my next highlight. What about your next highlight?
We talked a lot about the NorCal kids in Division Five and all the
Yes.
strong teams there. But University winning the boys' title, I think the girls came in second or third also.
Let me see here.
Check real quick.
The
University
girl.
came in second behind Crystal Springs, but
Yeah.
University getting a first and a second, and Ben Friedland had a great race as well. I mean, that was pretty cool to see. It's awesome seeing the small school kids just really do really great.
I just finished editing D5, and I'm looking in my files and editing them, and just it really is pretty remarkable. It's kind of interesting to look, oh, that team's from San Diego area, that team's from the southern section, that's a central team, or a couple teams from the Reading area. But it's really NCS and a little bit of CCS. It's that area that really
Yeah,
dominates.
the Crystal Springs, Menlo's University. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Those kids are running super, super fast. In fact, gosh, we had, Ollie O'Connor came pretty darn
Right.
close to making NXN. Blake Bay broke 15. Two boys broke 15 in Division Five. It's really great. And of course, Ella broke 17. In the top three all went under 17:30, 17:17, 17:17 for Farrah Allen, Eliana Patterson
Yeah.
of Christian. So just, every year they're just super competitive. So that was cool. And I thank you for educating me on those kids too, because I don't get to the Bay Area at all, really, for cross country. So,
Well, last year we talked about it too. Division One, just the Southern schools always, Southern and Fresno schools always do so well there
yeah.
at the Sabie. And I think the NorCal kids really have a shot, at least in the smaller races, Division Four and Division Five.
Yeah. So my next highlight is what I thought would be the real exciting, I mean, like, I shouldn't say exciting, but the most dramatic part, maybe more drama, Jay Sarah girls kind of opened the door. They didn't run as well as they probably wanted to. And when I talked to Jay Sarah when they finished, they said, well, we have the fastest time right now. We are faster than anybody in the Division Two and Division Three. But they could tell they were not like, yay! They knew that something was coming, which is Division One. And I'm kind of talking about the girls, and I'll do them first. Yeah, the girls. There were three NXN team qualifiers. No, did I get this wrong? There were three. Buchanan, Maricosta, and Chabuco Hills all made it to NXN. Todd, again, my phone just wasn't working. It just was. I'm not gonna blame my carrier. I think a lot of people have problems with the phone with their phones out there. It's just never a good cell service. And so I was relying on the scoreboard again. I'm at the finish line. I'm looking at the scoreboard, and it was super exciting. It was like some kind of like election vote total where it were every like 10 seconds it would be a different score. And Buchanan was only up by two, and then they're up by one, and they're up by three, and then they're up by two over Maricosta. They end up giving a pretty decent gap of maybe 8 points at the end, but all those kids coming in, it was super duper close between those two schools. And Chabuca Hills was pretty close, and also a team that did not make it to NXN, was Santiago Corona, was also very close. They're only 4 points away from Chabuco Hill. So it was super high drama, very exciting. And Buchanan ran really well, and they got a run for their money with Maricosta coming really close. So that was very exciting.
I mean, that's we talked about it last time also, you know, those teams coming later in the day, especially the Division I girls, that was the last race of the day. They knew what numbers they had to hit.
Yeah, right.
Doing it's a different thing. All kudos to all of them. They all hit the number, but they definitely had something to shoot for.
Yeah, Coach Kawana was wondering, gee, I wonder if it'll be strategic because they want to like win the state title. But then, like, well, if the NXN door is open, you're going to take it. You got to go out fast. And it also helped that Jalen Williams took it out, and that was probably helpful. Made the race very fast.
Yeah, she definitely was in it to win it for the individual title.
Okay, well, who's next and what's next on your list?
The last one I have is the Jesuit boys. They opened the race, you know, with the state title, and they were pretty much the time to beat from the get-go. They ran a great race. They were still more or less pack running when I saw them with about 1,200 meters left to go, and they really kind of took it home. But everyone's been talking about them all year, and I'm glad they get to make the trip up there this weekend.
Yeah, I have a sense, Todd, that they have more left in the tank for next week. You know, I think I'm not saying they didn't go all out last Saturday, but I got the sense after talking to them right after the race, they had recovered pretty quickly, and were talking to each other, and they looked really good. They looked really good. But it's California. You never know. It's like this first race of the day. You know, are they responding to what they're running against, or are they really running the fastest time? And so then I realized they were really fast, and I'm sure they felt very confident the whole day that they had made it. Yeah, that was very impressive. They were ready to roll, and I'm looking forward to seeing them do it again on Saturday. Now, they won't be wearing their red jerseys in yellow font, you know, so they won't be as easy to find. Although Mount Carmel was in the race too, with the same color scheme. So I was like, wow, look at all those. Mount Carmel kids that were mixing it up. My fifth highlight is, again, the wild D1 boys finish. It was very similar to the girls race, where I'm looking at the scoreboard and it's just like the tally is coming and you just can't really call it. And Redondo Union wins it, which makes remarkable is that it's, you know, Redondo won Mount SAC and they were so thrilled, but then they lost to a lot of these teams like San Clemente and Maricosta at Clovis. And they actually, or they're in the same league, Maricosta and Redondo. They flew up to Portland and Maricosta beat them in Portland. And so I've seen them like go back and forth. So it didn't surprise me that Redondo Union won, because I've seen them do it. And I think they were fifth at CIF finals in Southern California, or fourth at least, for sure, fourth or fifth. So it seems like an upset, but not really. They're so close together in like how competitive they can be. Beckman's in there too. They didn't go to NXN, but they were close. I mean, it was a lot of, you know, really good teams there, but it was super exciting. Just did not know who was going to win it and then who's coming second. I knew that Jesuit was going to be the overall winner. So it was basically like, who wins it is going to go to NXN. And so Redondo did it. So I knew they'd done it. And I got to tell you a quick story about Redondo. Bob Leach is their coach. And they come up to our meet every 3 or 4 years, every 2 or 3 years. And in 2010 or so, or 11, they, you know, when you're traveling, you really can't bring your tent, you know, your cover and your tarp. And, you know, you don't really want to bring it on the airplane. So he asked if there was a good, Coach Leach asked me if there's a good place to get a tarp. And Lowe's home improvement store is right next to the course. So he got a green tarp. And then he gave it to us at the end of the meet. And we have this tradition, and maybe I should get the green tarp for Saturday. Although they do a nice job at Nike putting him inside this nice building so they don't have to worry about it. But every 3 years, I give Redondo Union the green tarp so they can put it on the grass so they have some place to sit. They bought it. I just store it for them in the storage unit. So congratulations, Redondo Union. The girls team has made it a few times. It might be the first time the boys team has made it. So What a fun meet, huh? Wasn't it fun?
It was pretty cool. The day went by really, really fast.
Did.
I changed up a little bit what I did. I don't know if I liked entirely what I shot, but it was the race was exciting. It's nice after doing Clovis and getting to know a lot of the kids through the year. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's fun to see the kids run well, and feel bad for the kids that didn't run well. You see them too. It's
Yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry about
always
that.
tough.
It's tough. Your dreams are broken at this meet, but
Hey, so big question, is it gonna rain up there
my
by
wife looked
Saturday?
at the weather and said it might not rain on Saturday.
It's gonna be dry for that race?
Well, I don't know. That's what she told me just about a half hour ago. I haven't really looked at. I've seen like people put on X or Twitter like the weather report and it looks terrible, and people are like, "Oh boy, oh." I'm looking it up for you right now. We're doing a live weather look here, and yeah, it's gonna rain on Saturday. It's like 64% chance. Ugh. And they also sent out the entries to the USATF championships. It's a qualifier
The
for the
cross country
worlds.
course, the cross country race the same day, right?
Yeah, and some really amazing professionals are coming,
That's
and some
cool.
really amazing under 20, college freshmen are coming, and there's also a 2K, and so there's like milers that are coming. It's yeah, I know. There's a 2K also, and
2K cross country course.
yes, and so some of your superstars that like do the 800 and the mile are coming for this meet.
The USATF short course cross country.
Yeah, I mean, I know they have it. I don't know if I've seen it in the World Championship. Maybe they must have it at the World Championship. So that's fun this weekend. There's two things going on for sure. So looking forward to
Are
it.
you going to be there for all those races?
I am. I'm going to do it. The only problem with NXN is you get really wet. Even if you have the right material and shoes and clothes on, if it rains enough, it still leaks through. And so I don't know if I'm going to go someplace and change and go back out. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm gonna be there. Yep.
Awesome.
I saw the entries. I gotta see it. I gotta see it. So it's gonna be fun.
Sounds like great fun.
Well, good luck this winter, Todd, with your photography. I know it's basketball season now.
Yeah, basketball and soccer. It'll be
Basketball,
basketball and
soccer.
soccer for. I'm gonna try and squeeze in a couple of indoor meets, maybe go to Colorado and watch a couple of indoor meets
Yeah.
if the schedules line up.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be great.
Yeah, I guess there's a short indoor series in Reno, but
Yeah, there is. That's kind
it's a little too far for me to
of a
get
long
to.
drive, and it's tricky in the wintertime too.
Yeah, last year I looked at the entries too, and it was you really couldn't tell who was going to show up either. That was the
Yeah.
unfortunate part.
Yeah, when you work really hard to get to someplace and it's like, who's here?
Yeah.
You're off my camera though. All right. Well, Todd, thank you for your photos, and we'll have you finished all your editing, or are you still working on it?
I'm pretty much done with my editing. I just got to figure out what I'm going to post before I throw up all the group pictures and figure out how I'm going to let people get the high-res versions of those because some of them came out actually pretty good.
All right. That's great. We'll look for Todd's photos on his Instagram account bio, and then I also have ours up too. Just finished Division 5 just a few minutes an hour ago. So got it all done.
Kids, keep sending out your updates. It's great seeing everybody like pull our photos and do like little mini
Yeah, it
summaries of
is
their
great.
year.
I'm
It's
really
fantastic.
enjoying. Yeah, I think people are getting the hang of us, and I'm really enjoying seeing our photos up. And thanks for giving us the photo cred. That's really important. And it lets other people know that where you got your photos from, and they can go find our photos too. And
Yeah,
so,
it's very much appreciated. So please keep doing
yeah,
it.
yes.
And then please, also tell your friends to it's good practice. So for everybody out
Very
there,
professional, yes. As you keep
yes.
going in the world, and if you say you go to college and you start running, that's this is the proper thing to do, is to give people photo cred. And so, and sometimes you even ask permission before you even post them. You don't have to ask permission for us as long as you give us photo cred, but some people like to have permission asked before
Yeah.
you do that. So, but we're okay. Just give us photo cred. We see it. We go, okay, cool. I'll throw you on the story, and we appreciate it. All right, Todd, have a great
Awesome.
evening. Thanks so much for coming
Great.
on, and
Thanks, Ken.
go Newark Bears.
Cougars.
Dang it! Newark Cougars. Okay. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Stay dry.
Yep. Thank you. In the next segment, I'm going to give a preview of NXN. I'm going to be using the Dystat rankings that were done in the previous week. And so lots have happened since their rankings. There was the NXR Southwest, and there was the California State Meet and other races throughout the United States. It's from November, I think, 20th and November 27th. So I'm just going to use their rankings and do a preview nationally, and then I'll tell you who's running on the West Coast, which you know is the best coast. So NXN has 9 regions. 2 teams make it from each region. And the California Stadium was one of the regions, and they used that as a NXR qualifier. Although he ran in 10 separate races, they use a merge to include those teams. So you have 18 teams that make it automatically, and then Nike sends out 4 invitations to teams that are pretty close to making it. And that was, I think that came out later Saturday night. Each region gets 5 individuals that are not on a team that makes it. And then surprisingly on Sunday, they invited 2 more athletes, 2 boys and 2 girls. They didn't do that last year. They did at large invitations 2 years ago where they invited 5 kids. But they did it again where they this time invited 2 athletes. 2 of them are from the West Coast, so you'll hear about them in a second. And so I'm going to talk about NXN nationally based on the Dystat rankings. The top girls teams, this is from 11-27 before the California State meet. That was really the only meet that had not been run yet. Wayzata of Minnesota is ranked 1 for the girls. And Wayzata and all the schools out there in Minnesota have a pretty good tradition of doing well at NXN. Lone Peak of Utah is ranked 2. Utah is in the Southwest region. That's an area that is very competitive. Union Catholic of New Jersey is ranked 3. Jay Sarah is ranked 4 for the girls. They finished like 3rd in the merge in California, so they probably won't have the 4th ranking. But if they bounce back, they could be in the hunt to get up in the podium. Heritage High School of Colorado is ranked 5th. So those are the top 5 ranked schools, but anybody can be in the top 3. It's a very intense and exciting race. And so the top 3 teams then go up and receive their awards. On the West Coast, I'm going to start from the northern part of the West Coast and go south. These are the girls' teams that will be represented. Seahome of Bellingham, Washington, that is in the really far, far north. It's about 40 minutes from the Canadian border. They qualified. Then we'll go down I-5 to I-5 doesn't hit Buchanan. That's in Fresno, Clovis, California. You have to get off on the 99. But it's in the Central Valley, Buchanan. They make it an annual trip to go to NXN, and they won their division, and they're going back. MaraCosta is in the southern section, and they are going to NXN. The girls are. Chabuco Hills are going again for the 2nd straight year. And Jay Sarah is going, I believe, for their, I want to say it's their 5th year in a row. I want to say they, well, man, hold on, the 4th year in a row. 4th year in a row. They didn't have NXN in 2021 or 2020. So they've gone every year that they've had the event in this decade. So that's very impressive. Some of the individuals on a national level to look for is Natasha Dudek of Ann Arbor Pioneer. Her sister won Foot Locker about 5 or 6 years ago and ran at Stanford. Avery Lowen of Bowdoin High School in Georgia. Blair Bartlett of Lawrenceville is also another runner that could be up there in the top 5. Addie Ritzenheim of Niwot. She won it 2 years ago. And then Maddie Gullickson of the powerful Wayzata team is another individual. But anything can happen. We could have, you know, last year we had a pretty strong runner in Jane Hedegren that looked, you know, she was the favorite. But this one could go to really anybody. It should be very exciting. On the West Coast, Nalita Dalgas of North Salem qualified. That's in Oregon. Cassidy Armstrong of Ballard, Washington qualified, and Sloan Dixon of Linden, Washington, also qualified. And then Ellery Lincoln of Lincoln and Sophia Rodriguez of Mercer Island were invited as at-large invitees on Sunday, and they'll be racing at NXN and representing the West Coast, representing their school. Well, they're not really representing their school because it's off-season, but, you know, going to run on Saturday. The California athletes that made it were Summer Wilson of Irvine, Jalen Williams of Eastlake. She made it 2 years ago as a sophomore and returns. Alo Curtis of Ventura. I interviewed her at Clovis. She said, I just want to make it to Portland. She did it. Congratulations. Amaya Badojwaj of Palo Alto qualified. And Ella McGonin qualified of Lick Wilmerding. Kiara Daly actually had a qualifying time, but she has decided to focus on the Brooks meet in San Diego, where her parents ran the Foot Locker meet as youngsters, and that's her hometown meet. And there'll be fans out there. I'll be out there in a couple weeks watching her race, so look forward to seeing her. On the boys' side, these are rankings based on a few 11:27 before the California State meet. Niewot is the defending champion in Colorado, and they are returning with a lot of strong runners. Christian Brothers has a long history of doing well, and that's in New Jersey at NXN. You also have Jesuit of California, who got their first taste. I should say their first taste. They ran it in the 2000 zeros, but this current group of boys, they got their taste of running in the rain and the mud and will come in with a lot of experience. They're ranked third at Diestat. Harriman is another team that has a lot of experience NXN for the last 3 years, and they are ranked four. And South Lake Carroll of Texas is ranked fifth. So those could be some of the teams that could make the top three in the podium. On the West Coast, we have Lincoln of Portland qualifying, Jesuit of Oregon, who is really close to being a top five team, Jesuit of California, but they'll be wearing different uniforms, so you won't get them mixed up. And even if they were wearing their normal uniforms, they have different colors. Redondo Union is will be representing the West Coast, representing themselves. Maricosta, just like the girls, made it as the boys. That's pretty awesome, pretty great for the program. San Clemente is returning. They were there 2 years ago and really have like a new lineup from 2 years ago. They had a lot of seniors 2 years ago, and they rebuilt their program, and there they are. They're back again. Individuals to watch on a national level are Jackson Spencer of Harriman. He set the course record at the Clovis Invitational back in October, won Woodbridge back in September. He's had a really good season. Oliver Horton of Coronado of Colorado is another athlete to look for. Johannes Van Meerten of Flagstaff just obliterated the Mount Sac course record in back in October. Sean Fries of Minnetonka of Minnesota. And Marcella Manticon of Baleen Jesuit, another Jesuit school. He was invited on Sunday as an extra participant. He is one of the favorites. He's an incredibly fast 800-meter runner. And so he will be racing on Saturday and could be one of the athletes to watch. The West Coast boys to keep an eye on are Cohen Butler of Camas, Washington. He won NXR Northwest a few weeks ago. Garrett Fott of Crater. The Crater boys keep cranking along. He's a sophomore too. Jaden Warner of Warrington out in the coast of Oregon. Qualified Yusuke Shibata of South Eugene, a junior that's had a really amazing season. And Dylan Rowell of Anacortes, way up in north in Washington. Anacortes, a beautiful part of Washington. In the up in the San Juan area, San Juan Island area. Connor Lott of Clovis North of California qualified, won his race D1. Cooper Stream of Vacaville, a junior, is going to get some experience at NXN and should do well. Elijah Murillo of Branson, he's going to NXN from the Bay Area. Max Zavaleta of MLK has had a great high school career. Icing on the cake is to make it to NXN. Aiden Antonio of the really good Woodbridge team that came very close to making it as a team, but he gets to go individually. And so that's a bit of a preview of NXN. I'll be there with my camera. My daughter Anna will be there with her camera, and Russell will be there with his camera. We're going to take as many photos as we can and send them out to you so you can check them out and download them. So that's NXN on Saturday. Well, I want to thank Todd for coming on and recapping the state meet. And you can see his photos at his Instagram account bio. You can see his Instagram account below my chin. You can also go to our bio at West Coast XC and our website at westcoastxc.com and check out the 10 galleries, 10 races in Fresno. And then you can also check out the galleries for NXN as I will be there at NXN in Glendevere Golf Course. My daughter Anna will be helping me. And Russell from Washington, our photographer from Washington, who has unbelievable photography skills. He will be there too. Lots of choices for photography. Anna and I are going to stick around for the USATF Championships in the afternoon. So we'll have those galleries too. It's a very exciting day. Lots going on in Portland on Saturday. So look for that. Once the meet ends, maybe Sunday, hopefully Sunday I'll get most of it up. And you can check out those photos too. But if you ran the California State Meet, or you have a friend or a child that ran it, or one of your athletes, you can go and check out Todd's photos and my photos. Sometimes I miss people. They get caught behind somebody else and Todd's able to find them, or vice versa. So check out both of our bios on our Instagram account and look for those photos and download them for free. And as Todd mentioned in our recap of the state meet, give us a follow and tag us when you use our photos. Hey, until next time, remember that the West Coast is the best coast. We'll see you then.